When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey, 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 folks. We are back. So I have Alan joining me once again today. He's my business partner. And welcome to the Rate Update. So what we're going to talk about today in today's video is we've been trying to do this through the month of July, is help kind of people understand. When I do my daily videos, you know, we talk about things like this and other things. But we also talk about, I work at a federal bank. And we have one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. So we thought we would kind of pull the curtain behind in today's video and explain to you guys, you know, how we do things. So here's what's going on with rates today. Alan, we're just going to hit the headlines today. So he's in the master control panel today. I am at home. This is my basement that I'm doing it in today. It's 95 degrees here in Chicago, and I had an air conditioning issue, so go figure. Okay, so here's what we're looking at in today's top reports. Alan, can you bring up CNBC? Let's just see what the markets are doing, the equity markets. Whoa, it is nice across the board. This is one of those areas where I say it's a Cinderella story. You got all the way across the board, all the indices, they're in the green. Fantastic. We got the VIX down at, 15? 16, 15? That means Wall Street right now is calm as a cucumber. Let's get over to see oil. That's another piece that I think it's down below the $65 barrel, a gallon. Let's see what that is doing. 60. There we are. So it's finally at $65. We need it 65 or lower. That's going to help on the inflation front, and that's going to help with mortgages as well. We've been watching CNBC and Fox News a lot up today, and don't blame me on what. So channels I watch, but the whole thing was about housing and also President Trump coming out with the capital gains tax, kind of a situation that he wants to talk about. So we're going to talk about that at the closing bell later today. So I want to introduce Alan. If you guys ever called in, most likely you talk to Alan. He takes the lion's shares of the calls that are coming in. So hey, Alan, how you doing over there, Buster?
Great. Thanks, Dan. Glad to be here.
I can't. Is your mic on? I hope your mic's on. I don't know if I can hear it on my side or not, but give us a thumbs up if the mics, you can hear us, and the audio is good as well. Video and audio is okay. Okay, so let's get over to, we got oil down just for kicks. What's crypto doing? Is crypto back plummeting again? It went, yeah, it's dropping. So it moves all over the maps. All right, so we do have some interesting news today. I want to go through with you guys first before we get to interest rates and how we shop those rates for you. We had some news on CNBC, and they came out with some housing numbers today, and this is going to make a lot of people, especially the crash and doom guys, they're going to be all focused in on the number of units being sold, and we know that number's been down, and it's basically hit a historic low recently, and I think it's going to continue to hit lows. And I never said that home prices or home sales are going to deteriorate. Our whole goal here was to advise you guys and help educate you guys on values and how you check out programs and things like that. So you have my word for it right now. I'm not on the fence of you have to buy a house and home prices are going to go crazy, but I'm not saying home prices are going to crash. So I'll let the crash and doomers do their gig, and I'll let those that are predicting, you know, a robust real estate economy coming up. I just want to provide some factual information for you guys and also help you navigate you through the mortgage process, because that's what we do here. Alan and I both work at a federal bank. That's what we do. We do have the slogan, one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loans to 30 lenders. We'll get to that in 1 second. But June home sales, look what they did. Prices up once again. So overall, this was the biggest debate that we were seeing on CNBC today. One analyst said the home price is up 2%, 2.5%. Another analyst said, no, they're down 2.5%. Guys, where do you live? It's going to be dependent on exactly where you live. I live in Chicago, and it is a real estate kind of really good market right here. My neighbor just sold, and it was kind of the upper end. It doesn't get into million-dollar homes, but it's pretty close. He sold his house in 2 days. Okay, and my son was looking at a house just recently over the weekend at a house about 350,000, 400 range, and it sold unseen, cash offer, as is. People are crazy, but they continue to do that. Now, is that happening in your area? Probably not. So we'll check that out and see how things go there. Alan, if you could say something, if you guys could just let me know if you can hear what Alan is saying in the background, please give us a thumbs up for that. So Alan, can you jump in here in a second and just walk us over to the how we actually shop loans to over 30 different lenders? You know what? Let's go to our website first. Yeah, let's show them some new tools on our website just before we go there, folks. So here's what we added recently. Alan, can you just kind of go over the kind of the toolbar on the top of the 5-day HELOC? And if, I just want to make sure that they can hear you. So as Alan's giving you the information, you know, please give us a thumbs up if you can hear him okay.
Yeah, so we just added the 5-day HELOC. It's a great program we have right now where, you know, you can access the equity in your home without you know, if you're fortunate enough to have a great rate in your first mortgage, you don't want to touch it, you can still access the equity by, you know, utilizing the 5-day HELOC. Let's see if this goes anywhere. Yeah, this is just kind of a bullet point of this program that you can look over. Let's see here.
Well, the cool thing is if you scroll down, go back to that tab if you would. And here's the nice thing about it. Scroll down just a little bit further. That actually goes over, like, if you wanted some quick cash, what's your options? You can go to the cash exchange or those options things. If you ever saw the interest rates on those things, they're like 60, 70, 80%. I refinanced for a young lady one time. We paid off the bill, and it was nuts. I looked at her contract, and it was like, I think the rate was like 68%. I was like, I didn't even know that was legal. So what this offers you is quick access to any of the equity you have in your house. So what's happening is Alan and I get calls every day. They're like, okay, I got a ton of debt. You know, I have credit cards. I fixed up my house some. I paid off some other debts and whatever. Now I have this credit card bill. It's a 20% interest rate. I owe $25,000. I can't, it's just, it's hard. And the rates on these things are nuts. So this just gives you one other option other than getting a personal loan or a normal home equity loan. Basically, this thing is, you customize it yourself. What you'll do is you'll just, when you hit that start button or submit button, the data is going to feed into our system. And then that it will trigger that out a link to you guys that you'll just customize the loan exclusively on your own. You're going to pick the loan amount, the rate, the fees, everything else you want. We're not even involved. Basically, we're just giving you the instrument or the tool to get this taken care of for you. So thanks for that part of it. Okay, so you guys are here. You're here to check out interest rates, right? Let's see what we got over here. Kimiel, what do you got for us? Do you have a scenario that you want to run? I'm going to, as you guys are feeding in here, please let us know if there's any questions that you have specifically for us. Let me see if I can go over to that page.
Now, start Kimiel did say that he gave a thumbs up, so he should be able to hear us.
All right, so if you could, let's go through this section through here. So here's what we do behind the scenes. So we have a slogan, one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. And a lot of people don't get it. Here, let me give you a thought on this. My air conditioner just went out, as I said. I need a new air conditioner. It freaks me out to go online and put my information on and then get calls from people that I know are salespeople that's just going to, you know, hose me. That's how I feel. You might feel the same way. So let me walk you through how our process works. It's pretty simple. If you're out there looking for a mortgage, hopefully you watch me every day. I've been on here for, I think, 15 years. I've been doing this business for over 35 years. So put our expertise together to work for you guys. Alan's been doing this. We were talking the other day. I met up with him in about 2010. That's when we kind of partnered together and been working together kind of ever since then. And that's what we've been doing. So he's been doing this for probably 20 years. I've been doing it for 30 years. We have the knowledge. Now, can you work with us? Well, here's the cool thing about it. We're licensed in all 50 states, as well as Puerto Rico, because we work at a federal bank. And that's the cool thing of it. We're not a broker. We're not a fly-by-night, whatever. We work at a federal bank. So you have the trust in, you know, behind that. So then what we did is, what this bank did is, they're like, okay, most of us came from the brokerage environment that came to this bank. We're like, here's what the consumer wants. You know, when they're out there looking, they want to work with somebody they can know and trust. And hopefully that's why I do these videos every day. Okay, so now the next thing is, are you getting a competitive offer? That's where we want to show you what we do behind the scenes. We got nothing to hide. You know, we'll show you what the rates are, the fees are, and everything else. But here's what we truly do behind the scenes. But you'll work with either Alan or myself during this whole process. And it doesn't matter if you're coming through our bank and we're doing the loan through us, or if we're going to take you to a different lender. It might be a credit union, might be a bank, might be a mortgage company that the loan would ultimately go through, but you'd be working with us and our team behind the scenes to put that into place. So here's what we do. What you do is you'll fill out an application, or some of you guys are sending in your loan estimates. And what I mean by that is, if you have a loan estimate that you already reached out to a lender or two or three, like you've been taught, and you have that best loan estimate. Now you're comparing them and you're saying, okay, this is the best one for me. Well, now what? Can you compare it to another place? Well, that's where hopefully we come into play. Or, you know, instead of going out there and going to this bank and that credit union, then that lender and then that lender, and putting in your applications and all these credit pools and all the uploads of your documents, we can do it right through here. So this is what we want to show you today, how it works. There's no magic behind the scenes. Basically, what our bank did is set up ourselves with 33 other lenders to be able to offer you their rates, their programs, and even their niche programs. Like if you're looking for a down payment assistance, there's a conventional loan we're offering right now to give you up to $7,000 in down payment assistance. So those are what we offer. And we offer loans from FHA, VA, conventional, all across the board. And our goal here is, especially on the channel, is to educate you guys in this process. So not talking you into buying a house. Once you decide that that's what you want to do, we'd love to jump in and help educate you and take care of the finances of it. So thus brings us where we are here today. Okay, so Alan, let's do this if we would. Let's go through a scenario. What's a recent loan you got? You got a couple of VA loans the other day. Let's say somebody closed on a VA loan. Let's go first look at a refinance, if you don't mind. So a lot of people, if you bought your home in the latter part of 2023, or the early part of 2024, your rate is probably, you probably closed at the highest rate in four decades. So I'm seeing people, you know, I don't know about you, Alan, but I've been seeing people at between 7.75, 7.875. A lot of them got a boutique rate at 7.99. But let's just go in.
High sevens.
If you have a VA loan and you're looking to refinance, it's really simple. It's called an IRL. So let's bring it up on the screen, the IRL, and just see what the numbers look like. So, Alan, you can just, whatever the numbers were on your last, just think of your last loan, possibly, yeah, what the numbers look like. And let's go and see what the rates look like for people on that.
Yeah, so he was looking to refinance about $380,000. I think his credit score was like 763, so a good credit score. I don't remember the zip code, but we'll use one in Illinois.
Just keep all that as is.
Yeah.
Good?
Let's see what pops up. So right now it's filtering all 30-some lenders we work with. So, yeah. I mean, Loan United, they're right now offering 6 1/8, and it's giving a little bit of a credit back.
The crazy thing about that is this is the same criteria, the same loan.
Yep.
And if you scroll down there, let's just assume that you went to another lender. Let's just go down. Stop. We'll just stop there. Go across. How much? The same rate. That's how much that person would have to pay in addition to what you could get above. This is what the system will do for you. All we're trying to do is, yeah, we'll be your loan officer to get you approved. But now here's where our work really comes in. This is what we're going to do for you to help you navigate and find the lowest rate between, can you find a lower rate? Yeah, if you shop, and you put the part-time job, you know, made it a part-time job to find it. But this is, you can put all this into action, you know, right now. So now you might want to think, we'll get to some other ones, but here's another thing. When I'm looking for that that air conditioner I was looking for, you know, people come out and, you know, they'll wow you over that, you know, we got a special on this and that. Then all the real numbers start to come in. So let me just give you an idea on this loan, what our fees are. Our fees on this loan right here to you directly, zero, nothing. We don't charge you anything. So if you're looking at a loan estimate and on page two at the top, all the way at the top of that page, it's going to be section A, the origination fee will show zero. There's not going to be an origination fee, an underwriting fee, an admin fee, discount points, anything. You're going to have basically appraisal, title, you know, and some other miscellaneous things, and that's it. We don't charge a fee for our services because we work at a bank. And then, like I said, we're also, I guess, affiliated to a point with the 30 other banks that we work with. So we're able, one application, one loan officer, and we're able to go work with all these lenders on your behalf. So just for sakes, let's look at two scenarios. And what I want to come up with is somebody that's looking to buy, and maybe it's both of them with like 5% down. But what I really want to do is look at the differences between the credit scores for conventional and then FHA. So maybe you can run the same scenario if you would. And what I want to see is, you know, if somebody has a 660 credit score and they're looking to go 95% loan to value, why some borrowers, you know, it makes complete sense to possibly go with an FHA loan versus a conventional loan. So that's one area that we really want to show you how, you know, when we're scanning in the background, and these are all the options we present to you. I don't have a preferred loan product. You know, I don't make any more money if I push you onto an FHA versus a conventional or anything else. It's just, I don't care which program you fit into. What I care about is you're in the right program financially and for the long run. So let's go through what these numbers are. And I'm sorry, folks, I'm working on a laptop today. So the best rate there is what, 7.25, right?
Yep, this is conventional 5% down.
So for kicks, that would be your rate, 725, because your credit scores are low. So now just for one thing, Alan, if you would just flop that over to an FHA. So we got 7.25 is the rate for a conventional loan. Look how much of a difference it's most likely going to make if we take this borrower to an FHA loan. Because remember, we're coming off a 7.25% rate, 6.125. You're 1% lower. This is why people take an FHA loan versus a conventional loan. So even realtors out there or people that are selling their homes, if you get somebody with an FHA approval, don't think any less of it. This person, I mean, you're going to have MI on these anyways. If you look at the MI, so the whole part of your payment is going to be this. It's going to be your principal and interest payment that actually shows up on the screen there. And then it also is going to show you your MI, what your mortgage insurance would be. So it's going to give you a total payment of what, $2,907? Is that what that says?
$2,507.
Yeah, my apologies. My screen's little. Go back, if you would, Alan, and just pop that back into a conventional. So what do we got? $2,507, we said? Okay, so let's see what that comes out as a conventional.
Yeah, look at that MI.
What's the total there?
$2,998. Wow. So about a $400 difference.
Yeah, a $400 difference. That's why people pick FHA. Here's another big benefit. If you go with an FHA loan, let's say 6 months down the road, a year down the road, rates drop 0.5%, 1%. Here's how easy it is. You just call us. You don't need an appraisal done. You don't need to re-verify your income. You've already paid, as long as your mortgage, you have a 620 credit score or higher, and you haven't missed any mortgage payments, you qualify. Basically, what the lenders look at is saying, well, you were able to make all those payments on time with no issues at that payment. Well, you're refinancing and bringing down your payment, so you can most likely be able to afford it even more. So yeah, we'll just redo your loan for you and do it. And that's what happens. Same thing with a VA loan. With a conventional loan, you'd have to, you know, if rates come down, if and when they come down, you'd have to do a full refinance. You'd have to, you know, get a new appraisal in most cases, income and everything. Not that it's a bad thing, but I'm just explaining to you, you know, how a lot of those things work in the background. So Let's do another one more scenario. If anybody has anybody popped up any messages, if you have a scenario that you guys want us to run for you out there, love to run any scenarios that we might have. But let's just let's go over to one more. Let's look at what an F8. Let's see, you know, a lot of people back in November of 2023, rates hit 8.2%. So let's just say, for example, somebody with an FHA loan. They're trying to do a streamline now. So we'll click over to the streamline. This is how simple it is. You're going to go down through there, plug in the data. We're just going to, you know, redupe the data. But this person, let's say this person was at 7.875 or 7.75 back in September of 2023, because that's what the rate was. Let's go in today. That now they can refinance at 6.25%. So what was that? 1.5% lower in rates? You know, right. It could be substantial savings, and that's what we're trying to help people understand. You know, and I get the reluctancy a lot of times, is if you're watching our channel, you see some advertisements and things like that, and you're thinking, okay, I'm going to put my data into this system. Now I'm going to have all these people calling me and all these other things. Folks, that's not what happens. You don't go to a call center. You just come to our systems right here, and Alan and I will be the ones reaching out to you guys. So if you have any other questions out there, we would love to help you. But let's just go into one more scenario out here, Alan, if you don't mind. Let's look at somebody. What's an average home buyer right now? We're going to go with a conventional loan. And then we're also going to look at, you know, if that person makes, let's say they make about $5,000 a month, which would most likely put them into a first-time home buyer kind of boutique program. It's called the Home Ready or the Home Possible loan programs. So what we're going to do is let's look at this one and just for, you know, bring the score up to about 740, say. And let's go to, this person wants to go all the way to 97% loan to value because they're a first time home buyer. They don't really have that much money out there. So they're putting that, you could, we have a first time home buyer click it doesn't matter yeah, it's first time home buyer click. So that's most likely a typical buyer in today's market. When you're looking at a first-time home buyer program. So let's see what these programs or the rates look like on some of these, and then we can kind of compare them against the Mortgage News Daily. So look at that. The rate on there is, what is that, 6.625. 6.625 would be the rate for a first-time home buyer with 3% down in this current market. And and if you qualify for this Home Ready program or the Home Possible program, you most likely are going to also qualify for a down payment assistance program we have right now that's available to you that will offer you up to $7,000 in down payment assistance. And that's right on our website. So let's see. Good to see what Alan looks like. We're contacting you again soon. That's why I wanted to bring him up on the screen, because a lot of times when I pass over the files to Alan, people are like, who's Alan? Is he with you? I want to have him start joining me so you guys can see him and just get to he's not AI in the background. He's really here with us. So,
Dan, I did want to run. I see quite a bit of people with a sub 600 credit score.
Sure.
Looking at like an FHA 3.5% down. A lot of people are kind of shocked by the rates that are available. They're not as bad as you would think. So let's look at that real quick.
I have two customers right now working on their credits, and they're way down there. So when you do, you know, and they try to do a conventional loan, but yeah. What's the rate looking like?
6.5.
6.5. And this is what's the credit score?
590. 590. So
again, this client would not qualify for a conventional loan because the minimum credit score is 620. So this person's even getting a better rate than, you know, what we even looked at with someone with a 740 credit score. And that's why a lot of times FHA, because it is government guaranteed. Now there is an FHA funding fee that they charge you that would be financed, and it's not us that charges you. VA or FHA charges you. So it's not any additional money that you have to take out of your pocket. Who do we got there? Pedro. Hey Pedro, how you doing, bud? What about refinancing rates? Let's get to it. What about refinancing rates? So FJC, what scenario do you have for us? Because that's where we're running through the scenarios right now. If you can provide us basically here's the information we need. If you guys can pop this in for us. We need your credit scores. You're looking to refinance. Okay, so obviously that. And what the property value is and what your loan amount is. So credit score, loan amount, property value, and also, I apologize, your zip code. So if you can give us those, FJC, and we'd be able to provide that for you. And Pedro in Utah. I took two applications from you. I think it was Utah yesterday. Somebody looking to refinance 2-4 units. All right, I don't know if RJC is going to join. Yeah. Pop up.
A lot. Okay.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's just show you. If you have a conventional loan, let's say it's a $300,000 home, you're looking to refinance it. I don't know, 90% loan to value. Let's say a 740 credit score. Go 740, 760, 70. Put 740 is good. And that should do it.
What we could do is a lot will depend on what the monthly income is, because we can look at a home ready. But let's see what they got. All right, so he did reply. Let's.
There we go. FJC, let us know your zip code if you don't mind.
I would think it's somewhere.
Got to be California or something.
Yeah.
$7%.
Yeah.
And actually, are they getting a $2,000 credit with that? That'd probably cover all your closing costs.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Get down maybe to 6875 and pay $40 in discount. So,
So that's
might make sense to do.
So what we call that is a rate stack. So there's times where people are like, okay, how can I buy down? How much is it going to cost me to buy down the rate? There it is. There is no set really fee. There's no like every lender, you pay a quarter point, you get a quarter percent off the rate. It doesn't work that way. Every lender, it's different. How those algorithms work, I have no idea. But that's what a rate stack looks like that we get from each investor every time we do the loan. Kevin Hawthorne, good afternoon from Lakeland, Florida. Hey, buddy. What can we help you with? You have a question for us in regards to any rate pricings that we can do? What my rate is 6.82 right now. Then you are good, my friend. What was the rate that came back on that one?
Right around 7.
And
right around 7.
Stay with what you got right now. Wait a little bit. If you would, we do have, Alan, can you pop up our website again? We do have a system that we created, and it's go to refinances right along the top in the header. There's a refinance tab all the way to the left in the blue tabs. And then right there, what this does is it allows you to not have to watch, the market as meticulously as I do. What it does is it allows you to put in your information. Now, I don't want your social security numbers and all that stuff. I just need your mortgage information, and then tell me what rate you want to refinance. Like in your case, if you're at 6.8, maybe 6.25. Look at some numbers at 6.25, because of a $1 million loan, just a 0.5% or something like that, probably going to save you a decent amount of money. So this is where you'd put in your information, and then just say, hey, Dan, if it rates at 6.25, I'd love to get, for you to reach out to me so we can review the numbers and see if it makes sense. That's exactly what the system does. We don't sell the data. Basically, all it does is it goes into an Excel spreadsheet that Alan and I monitor daily. And then as soon as your rate hits right about where you want it to be, we'll reach out to you because the rates are just, they're jumpy. For a week they're flat, and then all of a sudden they'll change 0.5% in a day. So we just want to put you in a good position to be ready and able to take advantage of those lower rates if and when they come back. So that's that report. So if anybody has any other questions, we would love to answer those for you. If not, you want to go through another scenario? I forget if we were there.
No, but I wanted to have you talk about that one borrower we looked at yesterday, the investor with the DSCR.
Oh, wow. Okay, folks, one of the things that we're really taking off with, and I think we're doing a really good job because we're starting to get a lot of referrals with this, is DSCRs. Okay, so a DSCR is this. It's called debt service coverage ratio. Basically, it allows you to, if you have a rental property, as long as the rents cover the total mortgage payment, and what I mean by that is the principal, interest, taxes, insurance, anything else you might have in there, PMI or whatever else, as long as that payment equals to, it can be a little bit more than what you're receiving in rents, that's all you really need to do to qualify. In most cases, you need 20% down. If you're cashing out, it goes to 75% LTV, but it's just a cash flow loan. So they look at the rents that you receive, and when the appraisal is done, what happens is that's reviewed, and then they take the lesser of the two. They take the lesser of the appraisal or the lease, and they'll use full value. They'll use the full value to cover to make sure, and you can also get in these programs 40-year terms, interest only, just to pump up your cash flow. And that you can even qualify on an interest-only payment. So there's a lot of flexibility with these programs. Alan, here was the thing. Yesterday, I think I got four applications in on DSCRs. Go over the rate stack, if you would, on the, I think this was like two or three of them that we got the same rate stack back on.
Yeah, it was a four-unit, non-owner, the loan balance was 75% of the value of the home, and the rates were down to right around 6.75, all the way up to about 7.25, just depending on how much discounted you wanted to pay, if any. And that was a 30-year fixed interest only for the first 10 years to really maximize your monthly profit. So yeah, 6.75 would have is what the lowest we saw, which is fantastic for a loan where you don't have to show your income and it's a non-owner.
The funny thing is, right, when we got that, you ran it as a conventional loan because we're like, that rate is crazy. We couldn't even get that rate on a conventional loan. So we were like, but the fees, it's hard for us to give you the APR. There is a fee on that. I think it's $1,295 application fee and things like that. Sometimes there are points involved. But it flabbergasted me because think of it. It's kind of like a no-doc program where all you're using is if you have a business and things like that, we don't care about any of that stuff. You can even be W-2'd or salaried. We don't want any of that data. All we want is the house and the house to stand alone. So, that was actually a fantastic program. Also, what we have coming up, and maybe we'll go over this next week, some of the boutique programs we have coming in right now. If you're looking at second homes, some fantastic interest rates on those. Those are coming in. We have a lender that we just set up with. They do not hit you for a second home adjustments. And what those are called are LLPAs. So the LLPAs on a second home are usually about 3.25%. So you're going to get 3.25%. It doesn't come off the rate, but that's like in points. So you're probably going to get a rate about 1.5% to 2% lower than most mortgage programs out there on a second home. And also some adjustable rate programs are starting to come available and get a little more attractive. And we'll go over those as well at some point, because the adjustable rate mortgage, they were pretty shitty back in the day, but they made a long turn since then. And they're a pretty good product, especially in this market when mortgage rates are coming down.
Yeah, I just ran it.
Anything else you want to cover, my man?
I just pulled up a second home purchase so they can see, the adjustment for that being a second home. The loan level pricing adjustment you just mentioned, now that's a huge, huge hit to their rate. And that is waived by the new lender that we got set up with.
So we have a lender that doesn't hit you that. It's not built in this system. We have more lenders, believe it or not, than what's in this system, but we only we have to go through their systems to pull those rates. So we have a lot of fantastic rates out there other than these. So hopefully in today's video, what you learned is what we do, who we are, how we do things, and now finally, what I mean by when I talk about one application, one credit pool, and we're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. So that's our report for today, folks. So if there's any assistance we can help you with, Alan, if you can bring up our website so they can see how we can get a, they can get a hold of us. So if you don't mind, just go to our website. There's a whole bunch of information here, folks. And we change this. We update it probably every week or so. If you want to reach out to us, our phone number's up there. One tool a lot of people are using right now, we finally put an Ask Dan button up there. So all you have to do is click that. You don't have to find my emails or anything and just type in your question in there. What I'll do is I'll either call you back, I'll email you back. In most cases, I'm going to send you a video kind of breaking down the question that you have for me and the answer to it. And then if you want to move forward, I'll send you my application link and we can move forward. We're not a high pressure sales base, folks. We're just here to educate you, help you, and inform you guys on what to do if you're looking for a mortgage to purchase. So thanks so much for watching. Greatly appreciated, folks. And Alan, if you can just hit the end button at the top right up there, that'll conclude our show for today. And I'll be back tomorrow to discuss what to expect in the news next week. Some other things that are coming down the pike, but I will be back at the closing bell to let you know how today's market fared and where we go from there. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic day, and I'll see you in a bit at the closing bell. Bye-bye.